DeepEnglish.com. Identity Crisis, Active Speaking, Part B. Within days, their parents, along with eight others, had admitted to being Russian spies and were exchanged for four imprisoned Russians who spied for America. How many others were caught? Eight others were caught. Were they exchanged for Russians who spied for America? Yes, they were exchanged for Russians who spied for America. Did this happen within days, months, or years? This happened within days. In an age where the CIA has been caught spying on many of its allies, many people don't bat an eyelash when they hear that other countries spy on the U.S. Has the CIA been caught spying on its allies? Yes, the CIA has been caught spying on its allies. Do people bat an eyelash at these stories? No, people don't bat an eyelash at these stories. But the story of Alex and Tim's parents was truly an extraordinary case. Was Alex and Tim's story a normal one? No, Alex and Tim's story wasn't a normal one. It was an extraordinary case. Alex and Tim's parents weren't posing as Russian immigrants. Were Alex and Tim's parents posing as Russian immigrants? No, Alex and Tim's parents weren't posing as Russian immigrants. They were posing as Canadians, and they had been undercover for decades. What were they posing as? They were posing as Canadians. How long had they been undercover? They had been undercover for decades. Their names, Donald Heathfield and Tracy Foley, were taken from actual Canadians who had died as children. Where did they get their names? They got their names from Canadians who had died as children. After intensive language and culture training, the young couple in their 20s were placed in Toronto. Where were they placed? They were placed in Toronto. Were they placed in Toronto when they were still a young couple? Yes, they were placed in Toronto when they were still a young couple. Donald started a diaper delivery business and got another undergraduate degree, even though he already had one from a Russian university. What kind of business did Donald start? Donald started a diaper delivery business. Did he also go back to school? Yes, he also went back to school. Tracy raised their Canadian-born children. What did Tracy do? Tracy raised their Canadian-born children. Next, the young family of four moved to France, where Donald got an MBA. What did Donald do in France? Donald got an MBA in France. By this time, they had a decades-long cover story from Canada to France. How long was their cover story? Their cover story was decades long. Donald then uprooted his wife and two Canadian children from France to the U.S. in 1999. Did Donald uproot his family from Russia? No, Donald didn't uproot his family from Russia. He uprooted his family from France. When did they move to the U.S.? They moved to the U.S. in 1999. Donald continued collecting postgraduate degrees, this time going to Harvard University. Where did Donald go to school at next? Donald next went to school at Harvard University. Did he get a postgraduate degree from Harvard? Yes, he got a postgraduate degree from Harvard. Tracy raised the children, and no one was the wiser, not even Tim and Alex. Was no one the wiser? Yes, no one was the wiser. Did Tim and Alex know the truth? No, not even Tim and Alex knew the truth. When everything came to a head, Tim and Alex were lost. What happened to Tim and Alex when everything came to a head? When everything came to a head, Tim and Alex were lost. Overnight, their parents had changed from Donald and Tracy to Andrei Bezrikov and Elena Vavilova. Whose names had changed? Their parents' names had changed. Did this happen suddenly? Yes, this happened suddenly. It happened overnight. Tim and Alex were given new names as well. They were Timofey and Alexander Vavilov. Were Tim and Alex given new names? Yes, Tim and Alex were given new names. What were their new names? They were Timofey and Alexander Vavilov. Suddenly, they found themselves living in Russia, not speaking the language, and trying to understand who they were and who their parents were. Where did they find themselves living? They found themselves living in Russia. Could they speak Russian? No, they couldn't speak Russian. What were they trying to understand? They were trying to understand who they were and who their parents were. I feel like I have been stripped of my own identity for something I had nothing to do with, Alex said. Did Alex say, "I feel like I have been stripped of my identity," or did Tim say it? Alex said, "I feel like I have been stripped of my identity." Both Tim and Alex were stripped of their Canadian citizenship. Did they lose their Canadian citizenship? Yes, they lost their Canadian citizenship. And now they are suing the Canadian government to at least get that part of their identity back. Are they trying to get their identity back? Yes, they are trying to get their identity back. How are they trying to get their identity back? They are suing the Canadian government to get their citizenship back.